Have you heard of the mysterious town of Asheville, North Carolina? The New York Times, Rolling Stones, and CBS News call this small mountainous town America's New Age Mecca. And now from this planetary vortex comes a national New Age and higher consciousness presentation, Asheville Magazine, soon to be radio and TV as well. Check us out at AshevilleMagazine.com.
Aloha, and welcome to Goddess Alchemy and Divine Magic. I'm your host and your cosmic guide, Charlotte Sivak, transmitting to you live from Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. As you just heard, our new theme song, which I absolutely adore, it is the opening to Shiva Shakti, which is bringing in the power of the goddess, the energies. It's such a fantastic track. It's by Patrick Bernard. And if you'd like to know more about his incredible music, please check out his album and his music at patrickbernard.com. So we are really ecstatic to welcome you all to listening to us today, joining us for a yummy, awakening, magical cosmic hour where we're going to be enjoying the nectar of life as we actualize heaven on earth. Now we're going to be experiencing your vastness, expanding the collective consciousness, and with amazing synchronicities, all the while as we dare you to be the masterpiece that you were created to be. Now, today's amazing show, as always, we do it moment to moment, so we never know what's going to happen. We have a lovely guest for you. I'm so happy to be welcoming back Dr. Raja Stardove. We'll be telling you a little bit about him, and we'll be bringing him on in just a few minutes. But before we do that, we just want to give you a really incredible aloha, especially during this amazing equinox, the last equinox before the big day of 12/21/2012, the winter solstice. And as we go through these energies of the equinox gateways, you'll be finding that a lot of it has to do with you learning to find that spaces where you can be still and you can embrace that silence and that peace. So we'll find that we'll do everything that we can to spark your creativity, helping to infuse all of your infinite possibilities with the magical awakening of the divine child. So why don't we all just dare to be and risk living in divine cosmic ecstasy? Now, we've been going through a lot of change, and many of you have been experiencing over these last few months the incredible radical shifts and the anchoring of all these new energies. Many of you have been saying too how much you feel like you've been in that stop-and-go sort of a phase. Some have told me they felt like they were on that twirling teacup ride, and others have found that they've been in a space where they've really wanted to just be. It's been a very incredible experience for many of us. And astrologically, which I find at this time in this space, has been one of the most clearest indications of what we're going through. So for those of you who are interested, or for those of you as well, too, who are new to astrology, please take a look at it. They say many times, too, that the powers that be are the ones that use it, and then they debunk it before we're able to appreciate all the value that it has. Now, we've had some incredible alignments in just even these last past week. And not just the equinox gateways of just a few days ago, where some of you might still be feeling those energies, but also the Pluto retrograde turning back in direct motion in Capricorn, which has been a huge shift. And especially for people who are Scorpios and Capricorns, I'm a Capricorn myself, so I can totally tell you it's affected me on many levels. is with Pluto being the planet of transformation and death and regeneration, think of the phoenix while we're recycling and re-embracing ourselves and burning through purification so that we can alleviate and open up. And Capricorn being the sign of structure, foundation, and governments, it's really incredible to note how we've gone through so much change in the last few months, especially, too, on the world, the governments, and all the monies and everything that has been changing. So it's truly incredible how it shows you as well that we are all literally being rocked to our core to release what is no longer serving us, the illusions of the planet, the Maya, the glamour. And also, too, even just the week before the equinox, we had an extremely powerful new moon, which had everything to do with us breaking through and shattering our illusionary perceptions about what romantic relationships are and what we've learned within our parents, what they've taught us about relationships as well. Not to mention that we also had our second Uranus square, which happened last week, which is, again, major breakthrough, not a breakdown. Some of you may feel you're going through a breakdown, but you're actually experiencing a breakthrough. And it's been imperative for you to remain grounded, to reconnect with your center, to reconnect with Mother Gaia. And a lot of us have been experiencing the total purging and transformation of our lower chakras. I've seen so many people who have overdeveloped higher chakras, and they don't have the energy able to sustain that, anchoring it into their bodies. So now, in a natural process, we're all awakening, we're all embracing, as we dump out what's no longer serving out of the emotional wounds from our root chakra, our pain bodies, our shadow, and just completely dumping so that we can anchor our light bodies in even deeper space in our physical structure. So when we bring on our lovely guest, Dr. Raja Stardov, we're going to also do a little activation of the Kundalini, cosmic, and earth energies, just to help you to feel those two currents flowing through your body, helping to unify and merge and bridge heaven on earth. So we'll be doing that a little later on as well today, too, just to help you all, give you a little bit of peace of mind with all the transformations that we've been going through. Again, I feel so honored to have you tuning in on and listening with us and sharing with us. I feel so much gratitude for the many of you that I receive incredible emails from, and the listeners that are just feeling so touched by everything that we do. We feel very honored here at Goddess Alchemy and Divine Magic. Now, I'd love to talk a little bit more about our guest who we're going to be bringing on in just a few minutes. We had the honor and the pleasure of having him a few months ago, just around in and around the time of the Vaisak celebrations in honor of Buddha's birthday. And he was going out to Mount Shasta to do a lecture series and just to communicate and to be present and to really help with the ascension and the evolution, not only with the planet, but with everybody on the planet as well, too. He is just a remarkable being. He has so much love for what he is doing, and he's been doing it for so long, and he's just given us so much. He also has been traveling completely around the planet, performing sacred rituals, as well as with his twin flame. They have led many incredible journeys across the planet, from celebrating the harmonic convergence in 1987 to 11 gateways to Egypt to inaugurate the 1111 energies, opening the higher dimensional gateways for the Earth in 92. He has also activated many sacred sites and led meditation retreats to Tibet, Nepal, Bangkok, Paris, the Philippines, Mexico, Guatemala, Greece, and every single state in the U.S. He has been just a remarkable force. He has also created one of the most amazing marketing campaigns and companies for the new age. He has an amazing mailing list that is called Stardove, which thousands of people receive this. They have an incredible amount to get the news across. If you want to get your information across or you have an incredible event to advertise, then you need to get in touch with Dr. Raja Stardov. So without further ado, we welcome Raja to our show. Thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Raja.
Thank you for having me, Charlotte. It's a wonderful blessing to be here with you and all your wonderful listeners today. in this wonderful and exciting time of 2012.
It's certainly coming up to be quite a year. And what have you been up to since we spoke with you last when you were on from the WESOC celebrations? What has been new and exciting in your life? What have you been up to?
Well, after WESOC, I went to a very exciting rainbow gathering in the National Forest here in the Cherokee National Forest on the Tennessee-North Carolina border, just 50 miles from where I live in Asheville, North Carolina. And that rainbow gathering just lightened up my life and my load and my energy and brought in new guides, star guides, and new realization and a new dedication to life and the mission that we were given as star ambassadors on planet Earth to be able to go out and do that work in a greater tempo with more energy, more excitement, and love and light and support from the other side.
Well, this is incredible. It sounds like a true transformation and rebirth for you. And totally in line with that Pluto retrograde.
It was exactly what I needed because I was needing to have a bit more, I guess, everything in my life because my partner had left the earth plane and we were divine mates for 27 years, just like two peas in a pod, and to have one of those peas gone, something had to take its place, and since nothing could take the place of my beloved, who does contact me, and we're in constant contact every day from the higher planes, it still left the void in my physical plane life, and I needed something like the Native Americans would call a vision quest, and that's exactly what I did. And even though it was only 50 miles away, it still took every effort that I could muster up to get myself out of my roots of where I was at and what I was doing and all the things that were going on to take a week off and go out in the forest when it took everything I had to just keep everything together to stay where I was at. It doesn't matter. I'll put everything on autopilot, make sure my business is taken care of by my staff, and go. And I did it. And I'm so happy that I did. And not only did it awaken and bless me just in ways that are beyond conversation, it also led me to the next steps, and especially the next step of the 2012 gathering, rainbow gathering, in the Mayan lands.
So please tell us more about your incredible journey that's going to be coming up in December.
Yes, well, in December, there's going to be an international rainbow gathering happening down in Palenque, Chiapas, Mexico, and also light workers, as you know, will be gathering from all around the world to be going down there, maybe on their own. Some are taking trips. Some are gathering their students and going, and others are having events. But in the one that I'm particularly going to be aligning myself with for the entire month, from December the 1st to December the 31st, is going to be the rainbow gathering that's happening in Palenque. I really feel like the rainbow people have a true grasp on how to live on the planet, away from the to put it quickly, the Exxons and the McDonald's,
yeah.
All of the gas stations and the fast food eateries and what America has become, a concrete jungle. They have the answer in the way that the living light family of the rainbow people live, and it's allied very closely with the teachings of the Maya, which the teachings of the Maya are in particular about a group of beings that live next to the land, on the earth, with as little technology as possible. Of course, I'm a believer in technology, or I wouldn't be speaking over a telephone on the radio to you right now.
And all the other incredible things that you do.
The computers and even the vehicles, but we need to perfect them so that they're in harmony with nature rather
right.
than destroying nature and destroying our lives. And the Mayans have a calendar which was based on art and creativity rather than on time is money. Time is art to the Mayans, and the Bactun calendar was devised in such a way where the people in the villages enjoyed living with each other and enjoyed life every day, and there was no pressures of paying the bills or wanting to commit suicide because you couldn't pay a bill, or being able to put enough food on the table to feed your family, because it took a village there, a whole village, and they all took care of each other. There was nobody left with the out. The children,
wow.
the elders, everybody was taken care of. In some of these Mayan villages, in the later times, in the certain times, there were also times when they would chop off heads and use them as a football game. So
no.
we're not talking about that stage of development of the Mayans. And the
wow.
rainbow family of living light is a wonderful group of people that have been getting together, started in 1972 in Colorado in the National Forest. I didn't go to that one. My first rainbow gathering was in 1979 in Arizona. But I have been to global rainbow gatherings, such as in Israel and in one down in Mexico in 1980.
Wow, this is a worldwide thing.
Yes, in 1980, when I was down in the jungles of the Yucatan, I was awakened and given my star awakening and star enlightenment with groups of extraterrestrials that came to me in my meditation and came to me in my full waking vision and communicated with me, telling me that I was a being that was a star seed, that I had come from another dimension and I was on Earth, take up the mission that I had done when I was here before during those times. And so it was quite a beautiful experience for me to be able to have that information. It changed my life completely, and that happened to me in the Mayan jungles in 1980. And I went back in 1987 during Harmonic Convergence. I led 11 people there with my beloved twin flame, and we did initiations for our students in the jungles there at that time. And I also went back in 1998 with the Prophets Conference and did some energy work there at that time and worked alongside Humbot's men, Zachariah Sitchin, and a few others. And that was a wonderful time. And this will be the first time that I'm going back. But I'm going back like I did the last time in 1980. I spent a whole year there in the jungles, just living in the jungles off the land, in the Yucatan, Chichen Itza, Oaxaca, Tulum, Palenque. And now I'm going for 1 month. I'm going for the entire month of December. So
wow.
it's going to be a whole year, but it will be enough energy and enough way of living to really get out of the cocoons that we're in up here in these developed nations, and really get next to the land because of the galactic alignment that's happening in the winter solstice in 2012, December, is really going to be a big change for everybody. And I expect wonderful new energetics to come, new DNA codes to come into my life at that time.
You know, I find it's amazing that you say that. A lot of people think that, and a lot have documented as well, that there's going to be a pole shift. And to be quite honest with you, I'm convinced it's already happened. And it's not that it's been the pole shift of the physical Earth, but the poles of the chakras, the energies within our physical body structures as well. And it's coming into alignment with the winter solstice. So I can only imagine how powerful that's going to be. And to be in such an area like that is beyond powerful. My goodness, it'll be interesting to see you when you return.
Yes. Well, You know, I know I studied very much with the author of the book, Pole Shift, many, many decades ago, and I've studied that, and I've studied the new information on it. And I'm sure on some level all of that information is correct, and there will be something like that happening, even like the movie 2012 of all the cataclysmic destruction, on a certain plane of Earth for those that don't
that
make the shift.
Exactly.
But for those who make the new light shift, there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. And that earth is going to be very much alive, and there's not going to be any catastrophe or calamity or any shifting that's going to cause it any harm. Only the light workers and the people of love and joy and peace and harmony are going to exist in this new earth, going into a new dimensional frequency. And all those who want to remain in the genocide and war and all the other negativities that are happening on the planet are welcome to stay in that garbage can world. But all those that could be harvested from that will already have happened. And those of us who know better, like you just said, are going to be in this new world. Of that, I am sure.
Amazing. Just incredible. So how about this? Before we move on to talking about all the marketing and all the other things that you have going on, all the wonderful things that you're dealing with, how about we do a quick meditation activation where we activate the cosmic and earth kundalini so that everybody listening, we can all get into alignment and really allow these energies to truly anchor within us. Sound good?
That would be very wonderful. If I might say to everybody listening, for more information about all of these things that we're doing, you can go to our website at stardoves.com after the show and after this wonderful activation.
Perfect. And once again, that was www.stardoves.com.
StarDoves.com. And the website that we'll be talking about for the marketing work is marketingwiththestars.com. But make sure nobody goes there now. Wait till after the show.
We want to get you all in alignment so you're perfectly feeling the energies of heaven. So when you go to this website, you will be just, wow, illuminated.
That's right, Charlotte.
So we're just going to play The Divine Name Behind Us by Jonathan Goldman. And he did that with Greg. Wow, I can't believe his name just totally escaped me. phenomenal music we're going to play in the background as we do this quick attunement for you. And then we'll bring you back to talk to this incredible guest, Dr. Raja Starda from Stardoves.com. So getting into a receiving position, let us begin. Try to sit in a space where you can have your spine flowing or sitting up straight so the energy can flow freely up and down your spine. And as you take a deep breath, inhaling through the nose and exhaling, just take a moment and get a sense of what's in your auric field, your electromagnetic field, and allowing it to dissolve and to be released. Any stresses or strains that you may have held on to throughout the day. And for the ladies listening to this transmission at this time, bring your awareness and your focus to your second chakra. And for the gentlemen, to your first, which is at the base of your spine. And visualize a tube of light flowing into the center of the earth as we ask the divas of the earth plane to connect us to Mama Gaia and the crystalline core heart center of Mother Earth, connecting us to the Christ Conscious Unity Grid. We invoke the golden white bubble of light and the pure white light of the Christ for personal protection. We also call forth the inner plane hierarchy of planetary and cosmic ascended masters, the archangels, and the Elohim. We also invoke our mighty I Am presence, inviting our soul extensions and our monads should they wish to join us. And as you allow yourself to step into the space of receiving, visualize the sun above you. Feel the incredible, glorious, illuminating rays as it begins to flow down from the sun, bringing with it all the fire letters, key codes, and sacred geometries that are in accordance with your resonance at this time. Feel the energy as it pulsates through the top of your skull, opening up that beautiful crown chakra, and flowing down, elongating each individual spinal column and vertebrae, releasing any tension that you may have been holding on, bringing in the incredible cosmic kundalini energies, allowing heaven to flow through you. And feel as it flows down to your perineum at the base of your spine. And flowing upwards over your stomach. Up towards your throat. Where you pick up even more energies of the cosmic kundalini energies. Feel it bursting forth as it flows downwards back to your perineum, but bursting out into the center of the earth, connecting you in with the earth kundalini, awakening the black light, awakening the purity, the potential, to let you know that you will be always supported, guided, and nurtured. And as you feel yourself completely releasing through to these incredible energies, through this transmission, feel the earth kundalini begin to flow upwards through the soles of your feet and the base of your spine, blending, synthesizing, and merging with the cosmic kundalini, the golden light, filling every organ and tissue, down past the blood, down past the plasma, down to the subatomic particle levels where there is nothing but space. Feel yourself being completely infused and injected with the energies of divine love. And feel as the energy rises up towards your throat, splitting into three different directions, flowing down over your shoulders, down out each hand and individual fingertip, awakening further your healing abilities or activating you if this is your first time. Feel as the energy pours out into your aura and bringing the energy upwards, refocusing back at your throat, and feeling it rising like a geyser, flowing upwards through the skull, and then shooting out like a water fountain out of your crown chakra. Feel as the energy cleanses your entire surroundings, your entire aura, burning and transmuting to the light what is no longer serving you. And feeling this calm and this peace, completely restoring you. We call upon the Divine Mother, Father, God, the Divine Lady, Masters, Goddesses, the spiritual cosmic planetary hierarchies, celestial realms, and the Brotherhoods of Light to encircle you in a divine love chamber of light. And just take a moment to receive these incredible energies as they soak through your skin, as you breathe in and inhale deeply all the love that you've not allowed yourself to receive in this last week. Feel the energy pouring through you, healing and sealing all the wounds in all directions of time, space, parallel universes, as we also call at this time on the Interplane Ascended Masters to anchor the Fear Matrix Removal Program. Feel this lattice light come down and help to release any issues or fears of doubt, separation, anxiety, any ego. It'll feel literally like you're having weeds pulled out of your brain, almost like you're gardening. Feel them dissolving to the light. As we also ask for a divine downpouring of core love and light. Feel it filling you up completely, expanding your awareness, elevating your consciousness. As you take another deep clearing breath, inhaling all the love that you've not allowed yourself to receive in this last month, bringing with it also the archetypes of the Christ, Buddha, and Melchizedek attributes. Feel the energies completely anchoring in, helping you to remain in that stillness as we've gone through this gateway of the equinox, preparing for the winter solstice, further purifying and releasing what is no longer serving you. As you take one more deep clearing breath, inhaling through the nose, all the love that you've not allowed yourself to receive in this last day. You'll feel any pain dissolving through your body. Any shadows transmuting the energies to reusable energy and love. And feeling this incredible energy sitting within you. Feeling the peace restored. Send the energy back into the center of the earth. See it going to all the kingdoms, the elements, to every sentient being on the planet, to all of your guides and teachers, and straight to the Godhead, letting them know that a human loves them. And feel as the energy is returned back to you, flowing through your crown. Feel the incredible tingling sensation of being in the divine flow, allowing the energies to fill you up. You are always welcome here. And try to hold on to this energy as long as you can. As we ask for you to bring back your focus to your second chakra for the ladies, first for the gentlemen. Releasing that tube of light. See it being transmuted back to the light. And send a new tube of light down any color that you wish. Connecting you back in with the crystalline core heart center. And when you feel it is that right time for you, begin to wiggle your fingers, your toes, and bringing yourself back into conscious and awareness, open your eyes. As you feel yourself completely returning, we are joined by Dr. Raja Stardov of the legendary Marketing with the Stars, Stardov. You can also reach him at his website, which is www.stardov.com. And we welcome you back. Are you with us, Dr. Raja?
Oh, yes, I am. I'm just coming out of the beautiful meditation and activation that you gave and enjoying all of the beautiful masters and love energy that you invoked. It was truly wonderful.
So please now tell us about all the new ideas and things that you're going to be bringing into Marketing with the Stars.
Well, I was going to start by telling people the old stuff so they knew what it was. But
oh, so we can tell them about the new stuff.
All right, let me go right into that then.
Please. When did you start the mailing list?
We started the mailing list in 1998. And it started as a result of my going to the International New Age Trade Show. I was on the board of directors of the Coalition for Visionary Resources. Later it was changed into Coalition for Visionary Retailers. And what that was is a gathering of all the retailers around the world, actually, though primarily it was the United States, of the people who owned the New Age bookstores in all the different cities you would go to, whether it was New York, Atlanta, Los Angeles, St. Louis, or Denver. All of the buyers for those stores would show up at this one at this one exposition.
Wow.
That was being held at that time only in Denver. That was pioneered by a wonderful lady named Susie. And after going to those for several years, I realized that the wave of the future back then was the computer. And I was the pioneer one to get them to get a website and get everything online so that all the people who wanted to hear about all of that information could do it in that method. And then as things went on, I began being on the board allowed me to get on the inside and see what was happening in not just as a light worker and a teacher, but what was happening in the marketing and advertising world of the New Age and how to best market the New Age and what people were buying and what they were interested in as a result of the buyers and the owners of all of these New Age bookstores. And it also had, they also collected all of the distributors and book publishers like New Leaf and Hampton Roads and Wiser and all of the Llewellyn, all of the book publishers that publish all of those fine, wonderful books that you see on the New Age out in the bookshelves and Barnes and Nobles and Borders and all of those places. And so that was wonderful. It was a real boost in the work that we were doing. And I kept wondering what a New Age star ambassador from another world was doing in the marketing and advertising program. But then I realized that we all are in this to make a living as well as to live by our New Age principles. But if you don't have money to put in the bank, you're not going to do very well at it. Because here in America and Britain, they don't support the sadhus that go around with the begging bowls very, very well. So all of these New Age people, including the light workers and the ambassadors from the stars, had to learn how to market themselves. And so therefore, I continued my work in the Coalition of Visionary Retailers and at the International New Age Trade Show, which is INATS for short. You can see that at inats.com. And the Coalition for Visionary Retailers is covr.org. And those are wonderful organizations to be a part of for any New Age people wanting to sell more of their books and crystals and tapes and events and whatever else that they have. But for a while, my wife and I, my wife getting into her late 80s, and I was reaching up higher too, getting older, it wasn't so easy to cart around all these things to all these shows, because then we started going to the show that they had every year in Orlando.
Wow.
And after winning awards and being at the top of our game there, we sort of quit that, and then we took all the addresses of all those promoters, buyers from the New Age stores, and the people who attended the events into an email list. And we began marketing that way rather than going to the shows. And it was tremendously more successful without near the expense for us to reach all these tens of thousands of people. It was going up into the hundreds of thousands at that time when the emailing was a little different than it is now. And it was just highly successful. It still is a very highly successful way of reaching people. And so I remained and I kept that as a main backbone of the work. And the primary reason for doing all of that was for service, so that we could assist the other light workers to be able to reach all of these people in the same way that we could, so that our presentations were being uplifted and we realized that we could help others. Bingo! And that's the way that the world works in the higher realms, is that we help others. We're all in this together, and when we think of others first, begin to be of service, then the light increases for us. And that's how we began doing that. And so right now, at this particular time, we are branching out into, and again, people can find out about our marketing program through marketingwiththestars.com. We now have the largest internet email marketing program in the world that goes just to New Age people. So we have the ins on the New Age marketing niche. And what we do is we send out email advertisements to a group of people who want to get the email. There's approximately 50,000 or more that have opted into this, and that's phenomenal.
Wow.
Whereas we have a reach of several hundred thousand, but we can't send emails to them all the time because they're not double opted in. And without that, when people try sending email bulk emails on their own, they get shut down, lose their website and everything else because they're not able to send the emails properly. Then we have to learn all of the particular about sending emails properly or lose our work that way. So we employ large bulk mailing companies to do our emailing for us so that we can keep track of everything properly. And so we have a large list of people who are getting all of these emails from all of the movers and shakers in the New Age world since 1998 have used our services. Just like the music that you played in the background, one of our dear clients and longtime friends is Jonathan Goldman, as well as he brought to our fold Deepak Chopra, and many other of the big expos, both on the West Coast and the East Coast, use our services. And just about everybody that you can think of, probably 7 out of 10 of them have used Stardoves and continues to use them for their marketing of their events, new books, products, everything. And just like General Motors and Xerox, to really stay before the buying public, it's good to constantly send out the advertising so that you're constantly putting your logo out before these people. Now, the new that we're doing, I'm finally getting around to the new, and we don't have a whole lot of time, so I'll do it pretty quickly, is besides email marketing, Stardoves is now branching out into search engine optimization.
Wow, that's huge.
Yes, it is, and it's very important. We've been studying it for years, and now we're just now going to be offering it on our website starting in October. And then we're going to be doing SMS text messaging advertising over the text. You know, all the kids are into texting now, so we have to do that. And we also have web designers on our staff who are specifically capable of designing websites for New Age websites, people who want it for New Age. And then one of the most exciting features that we're going to be having in our 6th new lineup is New Age magazine online advertising through various online, like Spirit One and Asheville Magazine.
Who is one of our sponsors for the show.
There you go. People who are doing, want to know, they've been asking me, well, where can I advertise more? And these are both online as well as physical magazines, but we're specializing in the online feature so that people want to really have a full spread. They can get the best, the top 3 or 4 online New Age magazine advertising, which Stardust has a good association with. And they're offering us discounts if we offer and get them, the advertiser, to have their advertisement go out in these beautiful online magazines. And then last of our six newest feature is going to be what we call our signature feature, in that we will take the banner and a link of any of the people that we really feel really good about that are advertising something very nicely in their New Age work of helping the planet, and we'll include it in our signature. But we'll only do one a month, so that in every email that we send out, instead of using our own image, which we do, in our own links, we'll make the link and the banner go out in our emails that way, which will be a tremendous form of advertisement. And all of this is designed to bring in, as my good friend Dr. Money used to say, money, money, money!
So thinking prosperity and abundance.
Yes, prosperity, wealth, and abundance. It's the wonderful thing that keeps the world going back and forth to the bank, which is very important. Of course, in the new age, the new world, we're going to have new banks, and money will not be what it is anymore, which is funding the wars and all of the negativity. There'll be a whole new world. But as blessed, beloved Jesus says, when in Rome, do as the Romans do. And so as long as we're left in this old world, if we're going to change it at all, we've got to be able to have that prosperity. And that's what marketingwiththestars.com is all about.
Wow. Well, please, if you want to know more about Dr. Raja and the marketing, you can contact him at www.stardust.com. And please check out his marketing, marketingwiththestars.com as well. And again, too, you were talking about the trip you're going to be doing, the pilgrimage you're going to be leading in December to Palenque and Palenque, I don't say it wrong. And again, where can people get information on that if they feel that they're called to going?
I would suggest they Google Rainbow Gatherings, Rainbow Festival 2012, and they'll be taken to the jungle site down there. They have a Facebook page, but it's too long for me to mention it over there. But those keywords, 2012 Rainbow, Global Gathering, will take them to all that information. This is a non-monetary event. So I'm not taking people down there as a group, and they each have to pay several thousand. They can get down there. However, I am going to be doing several workshops while I'm down there with several New Age groups that will be having meetings there, so people can go to my website on stardoves.com and go under events, and they will see all the information about that rainbow gathering there as well.
And they can also sign up for the Marketing with the Stars on that website as well, right?
Yes, they can. If they go to stardoves.com or marketingwiththestars.com and they just want to get on this list, not as an advertiser, but just because they want to receive all the news from all these advertisers of the best stuff for the New Age, they can go to those websites and join the list and be a reader. And then in their inbox every day will come these emails about all these wonderful things.
Now, and I'll say I've been on the list myself and for quite a while, and I'm continually amazed by the incredible people and the information and everything that you bring across with this. It's truly wonderful.
Well, I appreciate that very much. And if we have time, I do have another minute or so's information that I forgot to tell you about when we
talk. Well, let's make it quick because we got to wrap it up.
So all right. I see the time is late, but I didn't know we had a few extra times because of what's going on. But I am about to send an email out to the list with all the good news in it. But besides the new energies that were coming into Marketing with the Stars, we've also come up with 9 new services that Stardust.com is going to be offering very soon, and that will be on our services page, so people can see it there. But we have new sacraments and services, basically what they're called, are Raise Your Cosmic Energy, a Star Soul Attunement, a reading and a session on creating wealth and abundance. When you said that, that's what reminded me of it, Charlotte. A star name service, people who want to get their star names, Vortex Tours to the Sacred Mountains of Western North Carolina with two new tours, 2012 Galactic Activations, Charging Your Aura Session, a Thought Field Therapy, Cosmic Crystal Blessing Using Pyramid Crystals, Raising Your Love Vibration from the Twin Souls Star Doves, Improving Relationship Connections, and finally, the last one, Stardove Command Earth-Based Focalizers, people who want to be a part of that work and want to bring it to their area. And I thank you for this time to express all of that, Charlotte.
Oh, it is my pleasure. And we thank also to our lovely producer, Doug, who just always puts the show together for us, and the amazing BBS radio station. We're just really happy to be here. And we are so honored to have you back on the show and to tell us about all the amazing things that you're doing. We'll have to catch up with you again in a few months, see where you're at. And again, we've been talking with Dr. Raja Stardove of stardoves.com. You can reach him there. And thank you so much for being with us, present with us on these incredible energies and powerful days that we've just gone through with the Equinox Gateways. So, in ending, we thank you all for listening in, and we're going to now just call on our mighty I Am presence to spin the inner Merkaba to the right and spin the outer Merkaba to the left, helping to ground, solidify all the energies we have called forth and anchored here today. We also request to transfer the heavenly energies to the Earth Mother, as well as all light workers who are consciously seeking ascension at this time. We thank you so much, and please join us for our next show, where we're going to have our guest, Matt Stapley, who's an incredible psychic intuitive. I've worked with him for several years when I've been on tour. So looking forward to having him on the show. He'll be joining us next time. So thank you for everyone joining us for this incredible hour. Thank you again, Dr. Raja Stardove, stardoves.com, and we bid you an incredible, cosmic, yummy, amazing evening. Aloha blessings.
Have you heard of the mysterious town of Asheville, North Carolina? The New York Times, Rolling Stones, and CBS News call this small mountainous town America's New Age Mecca. And now from this planetary vortex comes a national New Age and higher consciousness presentation, Asheville Magazine, soon to be radio and TV as well. Check us out at AshevilleMagazine.com.